to 70% off. Performance Bicycles, everything's on sale event. Runs through Memorial Day. Don't miss it. Go to performancebike.com for locations.
...10:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL's top local story this hour. Two West Haven men are in the hospital after their off-road vehicles rolled near Monte Cristo in the Uinta Wasatch Cache National Forest. Weber County officials say neither the 30-year-old or the 26-year-old men were wearing seatbelts or helmets when they crashed their vehicles. Police believe speed was a factor in the crash. Investigators are also looking at why three cars collided into each other on Redwood Road and 7800 South around 6:30 this morning.
This is going to be a busy weekend, and you know, there's a lot more vehicles on the road, and just trying to slow it down a little bit and try and be as safe as you can.
West Jordan Police Sergeant Mitch Soper says the woman in one of the cars had to be extricated, and he also says there are no drugs or alcohol involved. Utah's Hogle Zoo wants to bridge the gap between animals and visitors, so they're allowing people to have more personal interaction with animals, and they're starting with seals and sea lions.
We want the animals to voluntarily participate in their medical care, so we want to make sure that when we have to do something, we don't have a problem.
That's primary seal keeper Michelle Hannenberg. She says the interactions are good for the animals, good for the visitors, and good for fundraising. Coming up on KSL News Radio, it's going to be breezy. I'll tell you when the cool down starts when we check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time 10:04.
Breaking news, traffic, and weather every 30 minutes all morning, all day, and all night. Constant updates on KSL News Radio.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Instead of calling 911, she goes on to WebMD.
When her kid's shot, just head on over to the ER.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealership. So far, not seeing any traffic incidents out there to report, but we don't have eyes everywhere. So if you see any traffic incidents that we've missed, please call us. 801-575-6397. And it's going to be breezy over the next few days into Memorial Day with high temperatures at 85 degrees. The cool down begins on Monday when we'll see partly cloudy skies and 81 on Monday, 77 on Tuesday, low 70s later in the week. Use Oakdale Egg Farm's organic compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit oakdale.com. 72 degrees right now at 10:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing. I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty. My cupboard's bare. Call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, hey,
hey,
hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
The K.
KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
All right. Final hour, hour number three of the Greenhouse. But again, a reminder, if we don't get to you in this hour, we will be back on Monday, 9 to noon. Tom Bettis will be back in studio with me, and we've got a Memorial Day edition of the Greenhouse, preceded by 2 hours of Utah's morning news. I'll be hosting from 7 to 9, and then a full day of special programming coming your way for Memorial Day. Weather is, and Coyo just said, going to be perfect for the weekend. No chance of any precipitation until after you get home and get the tent put away. So that's the good news. Back in studio this hour, J.D. Gunnell is here. Jerry Goodspeed is also with us, and we have been unsuccessful, unfortunately, at making the connection with our guest for this hour, Marion Murray. But we'll keep trying, and while we're doing that, guys, let's just clear some of these calls and answer some questions here. I think the next call up was Mike in Ogden. Mike, you had a question about your forsythia.
I did. We used your method of renewal printing and took it right down to the ground. What do I need to make sure that it comes back up? It's about, let me go back, step back. It's at least about 25 years old. Got a good root system.
Well, first of all, let me just jump in here. I don't want everybody to be confused, because renewal pruning is not taking it down to the ground.
That's correct. That's a
rejuvenation.
Rejuvenation. The renewal pruning is removing a third of it every year.
Yeah.
But we do rejuvenate them, and really don't have to do anything. If you did that this year, you should go out there and start seeing some new growth from those buds. That when you say right to the ground, you left a couple inches.
About one.
You should start seeing some buds, some new growth coming up from those buds, from that stub that you left.
Okay, now it was sort of struggling before we did that, so I thought that was it. You know, I wasn't going to see anything more. Do I need to water it or fertilize it or anything?
Nope, it should be just treat it like you normally would, and it should. If it's struggling, I can't tell you what it's going to do because I don't know the health of the plant.
Right.
But normally, on a healthy plant, when we do that, after about a couple of weeks, you'll start to see new growth coming out.
All right, thank you so much for your help.
Thanks for your patience, and thanks for listening this weekend. Phone lines open at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Let's go to West Jordan. Shirley is on the line there. Hi. Shirley, are you with us? All right. I can tell in the background that Shirley's listening to the radio and probably stepped away for a minute. Let me just remind everybody that there is a delay in what you hear on the radio. And what you hear on the phone with us. So turn your radio down and just talk to us on the handset. Shirley, are you with us?
I am.
All right, go ahead.
I have a question about my blackberry bush. Last year, it had about two-thirds loss. A friend of mine said it was due to worms. Now, how can I prevent it? And is it okay to use the healthy ones left?
When you say two-thirds lost, you lost me.
Of the whole bush, I'd say
he's three-thirds lost.
Had worms in them.
The berries had worms in them, not the canes or anything.
No, the branch had worms in it.
And so the branch died? You had a borer in there.
And it's hollow on the inside.
Well, there are a number of, what are there, about three pests that get into our brambles.
Okay.
And they are... There are a couple of them that will bore in, and they'll either bore up or down the cane. When you saw this damage, was it mostly the top part of the cane, or was it right at the base?
Well, I first was aware that something was going on when they didn't really bear like they have done so wonderfully well. And then at the end of the season, I asked my knowledgeable friend Trudy, and she said, she looked at them, and she said, now look, she said, that has a hole to the middle. You've had worms in there.
A hole in the cane, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's up above. That's one of the best option at this point is to go ahead whenever you see that. What will normally happen is you'll even see a little bit of wilting on the top of the cane above where that hole is, where that bore has gone in. About the only thing we do at this point is we go below that and make a cut and get rid of that cane.
I cut them all out.
Okay.
And is it safe to leave what's the healthy ones there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how can I prevent that ever happening again?
Boy, I don't know if there is a prevention. As you start to remove them, hopefully that'll reduce the population of them and you won't have quite near the problem with them in the future. But I don't know of a really great way of eliminating that problem in our brambles.
Oh, darn.
Mostly what we do is we just treat them out. There are some people that will spray them in the spring before the leaves come out. But
the best option is a good pruning program.
Yep.
A lot of those canes, once they produce the fruit, you cut them out.
I do.
Okay. So if you're doing a good pruning program, that keeps a lot of the pests at bay.
Okay, thank you very much. And I have a question about my Zelkova tree. It's approximately 30 years old, and this year when the leaves started to come out, they only came out on the south side of the tree at first, and then later on they came out on the north side, and also now the bark seems to be falling off. What could have caused that? And
The tree will naturally leaf out on the south side because it's warmer first, so that's fairly normal.
But not so extremely. They were out for 2 weeks before the others came out.
Well, Zelkovas will do that, actually. 2 weeks is kind of a long time, but Zelkovas are notorious for a branch here, a branch there. And if you've ever noticed in the fall, sometimes they'll do the same thing with color. One branch will color up, the next one will. Do they look normal now?
They do.
Okay. I think you're okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call. And, guys, we got Marion on the line with us today. Marion, nice to catch up with you.
Hi. Good to talk to you, too.
Marion Murray is a specialist in many things.
She is. She is. She's our IPM specialist up on campus and does a great job. How are you today, Marion?
I'm good, thanks. Gorgeous day today. Yeah, we do. So we actually can provide specific dates on when the coddling moth eggs start to hatch. And we do that from trapping for the adult coddling moth, and then we have a model where we can use temperature information to predict dates for spraying. And the dates actually this year range anywhere from May 20th in the warm areas, which is already passed.
Which is right now, yeah.
Yeah, up to in the cooler areas where I live or some of the areas in mountainous regions, maybe June 1st, June 4th. So if someone finds that they start their spray a few days late, that's really not a problem. It's really a matter of just giving kind of a general idea, okay, this is around the time to start your spraying.
Where do they find this information? If let's say that they live in Utah County or Davis County, where would they go to find this, the date that you're talking about?
Okay, yeah, there's a couple of options. One is this newsletter that we publish, and it's actually an email subscription. So the people can sign up for that and get the info in their email, and it's just through the website ipm.usu.edu, and there's a link to sign up there.
That's pretty easy to remember, and I think that there's a link on the KSL
page.
There
is, yep.
So,
okay. Yep. And then to, I don't know if I should get too detailed, but there's also another way to find out through the Climate Center website, where you can click on many more locations than are provided in the advisory newsletters.
But the advisory gives you a general, if you're in Salt Lake County or if you're in Utah County, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it breaks it out by county. I get a lot of people that call and say, well, I live here, but I use the information in this other area. So if you don't find something on the list, there's always other options to find out information from.
Are there any other, besides the coddling moth right now, which is kind of our number one pest that people ask about, are there other questions or diseases or insects that we need to be worried about right now?
On fruit trees?
Yeah, on fruits specifically.
Yeah, so let's see, we're talking about apples. People are noticing the aphids, if they maybe have forgotten a dormant spray or just didn't apply it. Aphids are certainly feeding now, curling those leaves. And a lot of times, if you're able to contact the aphid itself, just a plain horticultural oil at about 1% in water, or even insecticidal soap, are two good options.
And they can they find those at most nurseries, garden centers?
Yeah, they're usually, I'm finding them available, almost any box store and garden centers are having a wider array of these kinds of products, ranging from the organic to the other end of the spectrum. So, okay. Let's see, anything else for apples?
Are we worrying about powdery mildew right now?
Yeah, if powdery mildew has been an issue, it's certainly starting to show itself by now. And it's always going to be at the newest growth. And the leaves that are just coming out and expanding are the ones that are most susceptible to infection.
And so we need to be treating for that as we see it? Is that the best option?
Mm-hmm. So for a backyard grower would really need to stay on top of powdery mildew, because there's not a lot of options for fungicides to take care of it after you see it really bad on the leaves. You get that fuzzy growth on the leaves. After it's really bad, it's more difficult to treat. So if you know you have a problem with it, it's something that you do have to watch those leaves pretty regularly. And as soon as you start to see a little tiny water-soaked lesion, it kind of looks like it's a little bit slightly yellowish in color, a little different appearance to the leaf, or even that powdery surface. Yeah.
So as soon as you see that, that's when you want to start treating, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, the treatment for powdery mildew is what exactly?
Well, there's the general sulfur sprays that have been around for years and years, but they're pretty effective. Again, it's more to prevent more infections.
And isn't that kind of a safe product, the sulfur sprays?
Yes, very safe. And again, it's another one that
we like that.
Holds everywhere.
And is this something you sort of have to chase all summer long, or with periodic spraying, or certain times of year?
Well, this time of the year in the spring, again, if it's been an issue, and if you're going to use sulfur, you might as well go ahead and do about maybe 3 sprays spaced 7 to 10 days apart. And then after those sprays, then keep an eye out and just try and stay on top of it almost throughout the summer. Powdery mildew does well in Utah. It's so dry. Doesn't really need a lot of rain to spread.
Yeah. Now, do people have to be careful with sulfur sprays in the heat?
Right. Not applying the sulfur when it gets to be over 85 degrees. Maybe you might know more about that.
Just personally burning a plant.
Well, and the next couple of days could be. I mean, we're right there. We're in the mid-80s for the next 2 or 3 days, so.
Marion, I always have questions about people wanting to spray home remedy-ish products like baking soda. They've heard of controlling powdery mildew. Could you speak a little to that?
Yeah. So there is a recipe online. It was developed by Cornell with, and now off the top of my head, I don't know the exact recipe, but it is a few tablespoons of baking soda and a little bit of horticultural oil. And again, that's the same oil that you would have used for your dormant spray. So maybe you put a teaspoon of that in a gallon of water. And it's one that you can't spray it once and think you're done. It's something that needs to be sprayed every, say, 5 or so days.
Okay.
But that kind of mixture of the baking soda, et cetera, there are now actually products that have been developed from that on the store, in the market today, that like Monterey Bicarb, I think, is one example. But certainly, if you Google the Cornell baking soda recipe, yes, it is there.
Okay.
I was going to say, is that on your website too?
No, it's not.
Okay, so they do need to go to Cornell. So you do want to remind us again of your website?
Sure. There's 2 addresses. The easiest one to say is just the letters ipm.usu.edu.
Okay.
Yeah, and the great thing about that is that those newsletters come right to your email. They're never sold.
Once a week.
You know, you're not going to be spammed by anybody on that one, and it takes all the guesswork out of timing for all of these things. Marion, thanks as always. Great to catch up with you.
Oh, well, sure. Good to talk to you, too.
Marion Murray joining us on the KSL Newsline. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back to the phone calls here. Did we talk to Shirley already, or are we going to take Shirley after? I think we
talked to Shirley.
Okay, so we're going to go to Kathy then in West Jordan. Kathy, stand by. You're the next caller on the KSL Greenhouse this week, followed by Inger on the line in Taylorsville. Stay with us.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
I'd probably talk about sports.
I'd probably talk to her about boys and dating.
I guess I would probably talk about where she wanted to be when she was my age.
I really think that I would ask him about his choices through school and how they affected his life later on.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, dating, school, work, clothes.
I guess I'd ask my mom who she went to for advice.
Like what's coming up and what I'm planning on doing with my life.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time? I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
The drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play. This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism, or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com. And it's only on KSL News Radio.
Right now it's Salt Lake, 73 degrees, perfect weather out there with nothing but blue sky and sunshine to greet you. Thanks for taking the KSL Greenhouse along on a Memorial weekend. Kathy is next up in West Jordan. Kathy, hi, you're on with JD and Jerry.
Hi. I have a question on grasses. We've lived here over 40 years, and we originally planted Marion and Kentucky Blue. And I've noticed, and we water, I have a half acre, and so we irrigate the back, part of the back. Anyway, I've noticed this year coming a broadleaf grass growing in right by my patio and out. So I don't know, and it's not like in clumps, so I know it's not that kind. We've had that before. But this just is spreading everywhere, and can I get rid of that, or am I just stuck with it?
Does that answer your question?
Pregnant pause.
What it sounds like to me is it sounds like quack grass. But without actually seeing the plant, it's hard to diagnose what it is. You could bring a sample into our Salt Lake office. We're on 2100 South and State Street.
Okay.
We can then identify it a little bit better. But if it is quack grass, no. There's not a whole lot.
But quack grass, how does it look?
It looks, it has a wider blade than the Kentucky Blue. Uh-huh. And it doesn't grow clump-like like a fescue would. It's just kind of scattered throughout. And it grows by rhizomes. So it'll just kind of travel a little ways and then pop up. I've got it in my yard, and I just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've had it all, you know, off and on all along. But, okay, my question then is, if I have a company come out and tell me that they can get rid of it,
then I
that kind of money.
Well, then I have some oceanside property in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. Another question is really fast. I have two TAMs. Are they tamarisk? The evergreen?
TAM junipers?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. They've been in the ground also 40 years or so. They're not huge because we've had other trees growing, but now they're, and they've gotten bigger. But I noticed this spring, them getting brown in the center all of a sudden, and I went out and looked, and I saw this web, like, I don't know, spider web, whatever. And I took the hose, the high-pressure hose, and sprayed it off and got rid of most of that. And, of course, you always have spiders in TAMs anyway.
And cats.
Cats
don't leave the webs, though.
Yeah. And I've always just washed them off with high-pressure hose and said no problem.
But spider mites would do that, too, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but it's not a real noticeable web. I mean, you have to look real close to see that webbing. But, yeah, there is a spider mite that'll...
Well, this looks like actually look like webbed feet. Going up the branches of each one.
Spider-Man.
JD.
Oftentimes if you follow those dry branches down, you can see some physical damage, breakage down deeper into the plant.
Snow was really, really heavy on them.
Yeah. And so my guess is you have some breakage down low and you're just seeing kind of the topical symptoms.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I didn't know, but it was just a spider, like he said, mite or something.
No, I think it's just a spider.
Okay, well, I'll buy some oceanfront property then.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks, have a nice day.
Kathy, have a great weekend. Inger will hold your call till after the news. That way we'll have a little more time with you. Joy also out there in Murray, Robert in Orem, Debbie in Linden, Chad in Payson. Your calls coming up next on The Greenhouse.
Join the KSL Block Party on our Facebook page and win thousands of dollars in prizes. Visit Facebook.com/KSL News Radio and enter to win our Block Party giveaway. You could win a month's mortgage from Mountain America Credit Union. And we'll throw in a new barbecue, two beach cruiser bikes, and a $200 gift certificate to Daisy Maids. Courtesy of RC Willie and Grow Social. Enter to win by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. But you need to hurry. The Block Party ends June 3rd.
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. For singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org.
One of the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Nkoyo Iyamba, KSL's top local story this hour. Investigators believe a mechanical malfunction killed a Provo couple driving their family to Disneyland yesterday. Stephen and Susan Clark died when their RV lost control somehow and crashed into a home. Investigators say a tire might have blown and sent the car crashing. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Officials in Washington State are scrambling to find a solution for motorists traveling this Memorial Day weekend. That's because they're now unable to cross a bridge that collapsed Thursday. That bridge was on Interstate 5, which is a main artery in the region. The collapse is a reminder of bridge safety for other travelers around the country for the holiday.
No official cause, but a truck did hit one of the overhead steel girders. A reminder that many of our bridges are poorly rated. In fact, every day Americans make 200 million trips across what are called structurally deficient bridges. That's one out of every 9 bridges. Part of each of those bridges in poor condition.
That's ABC's David Curley reporting. Demonstrations in the U.S. and around the world today against genetically modified food and the corporations that help produce it.
Genetically modified plants have been around for nearly 20 years, a selective breeding process aimed at ridding vegetables of pathogens and extending shelf life. But a growing movement claims those modified seeds, marketed primarily by Monsanto, can cause cancer, infertility, and wreck the environment by causing the collapse of bee colonies. days, Congress has sided with agribusiness, banning courts from halting the sale of GM seeds. Some state legislatures are passing bills to require special labels for foods containing genetically modified ingredients. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, when does the cool down begin? I'll tell you when we check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time, 10:32.
Utah's Afternoon News with Scott and Maria.
Michael Powell was extremely nervous. He was evasive in his answers.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful San Pete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest National Scenic Byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities, like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubiesinn.com. That's rubiesinn.com.
NutriMulch reminds you that the First Amendment to your soil's constitution should always be NutriMulch. You see, without this important amendment, you would never get to the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms full of produce away from your garden to protect your family's security. NutriMulch gives us all the freedom from progressive soil deterioration. NutriMulch gives us the freedom to use less water. NutriMulch provides freedom to be more productive. E Pluribus NutriMulch. NutriMulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See NutriMulch.com. Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch, and in that ground he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now Old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in.
Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
You ready for this?
KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealership. So far, traffic seems to be moving at posted speeds on the main freeways and service streets. If you see anything that we've missed, please call us 801-575-6397. And it's going to be breezy over the next few days into Memorial Day with high temperatures at 85 degrees. We're looking at partly cloudy skies through the week. Monday, temperatures drop to 81 degrees. And the cool down begins Tuesday, 77 degrees for high, low 70s later in the week. Show support and honor those who gave all for our country. Memorial Day, 7 to 8 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park, 1985 West, 7800 South. Visit wjordan.com for information. It's 73 degrees right now at 10:38. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Get help with annuals, container planting, and the greenest grass on the block. The KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Greenhouse. Final half hour of the show, but again, we'll be back on Monday. Ton will be with me 9 to noon on Monday with a special Memorial Day edition of the Greenhouse, and we look forward to having you join us then. But today, nice to have J.D. Gunnell and Jerry Goodspeed in studio with us. We'll talk again and give you a reminder about their book, where you can buy it, and where you can get a signing from these guys coming up before we leave the air. Inger's on the line in Taylorsville. Inger, welcome into the Greenhouse.
Hi. I know that it's time to spray, and I know we're supposed to not spray when the bees are out. My question is, how early in the morning should we be spraying to avoid the bees?
So, what are you spraying?
What's it called? Spinoza or something? It's for coddling moth.
Oh, okay. For the coddling moth.
Yeah.
Well, normally you're right. We don't like to spray when things are in bloom. Fortunately, if you're spraying your apple trees, they shouldn't be in bloom when you're spraying them, and they aren't right now. So that's a good thing. So when you say how early in the morning, a lot of times at my house it's windy in the morning, so I'm going to be doing it in the evening after the sun, right as the sun is setting or after the sun sets.
Okay. Then the bees have gone home to bed.
That's a theory, but the product you're using is a safe product, so there's not quite as much of a concern.
And what you're trying to do is cut down on the possibility that it's going to be windblown,
be drifted somewhere else. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And what if I change to Imodan? Would that change anything?
Yeah, that does. That is a little more toxic to bees, and so then I would do it early morning, afternoon, or after the sun is setting.
Okay. Then my second question is I have a very large area that's densely filled with lilies of the valley, but not as many flowers as I would like. I'm thinking, maybe do we thin lilies of the valley? They have their own little colony, and I'm not sure exactly how to get it to have more bloom.
Do you thin lily of the valley? I thin it with Roundup, but that's probably not what you're looking at.
No. Shame on you.
Sorry.
That and chainsaws. He's been pretty active today.
Boy.
I really can't tell you how to get more blooms on it. I'm not as familiar with that, trying to get it to bloom. I really don't know. That's a question I've never been asked. JD?
Nope.
She's talking about thinning them somehow and see if that might encourage it.
You know, it wouldn't hurt to thin out. And the good thing is you can thin out a little patch of it and see if it helps. And if it does, well, then you know. But I apologize. That I don't know.
What about putting some fertilizer with more phosphorus in it? Would that help or no?
You know, typically in Utah, our soils are chock full of phosphorus. For $14 you can have a soil test done, and it'll tell you how much phosphorus is in there.
Yeah, I had a soil test on another part of my yard, but not there. So.
And did it say it was okay in phosphorus?
Yes, it was.
My guess is you're fine.
In fact, excessive. They said don't add any. So that would probably be the same on the other side, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'll see what I can figure out.
Inger, thanks. Good to hear from you. Joy, you're next in Murray. Hi.
Hi. I just have a quick question for you. I have a Japanese maple, and I would call it a bush rather than a tree, but that's part of the question. Is it's about 4 to 5 years old. As it grows taller, it's pretty sparse on the top. And I know that's kind of how they grow, but I'm wondering if we trim it from the bottom, would that give more growth to the top, or do we leave it alone?
Uh,
the pruning cuts you're going to want to make are not the – they're called heading cuts, and they're just cutting the tips off the branches. That'll cause bushy growth down lower. If you want the growth to go up higher, then you'd be removing branches completely. And so some people call it skirting up. Japanese maples don't like to be skirted up all that well. They have a thin bark that can get damaged easily. So how old was it again?
It's maybe four or 5 years old.
Okay. I would just be patient. And if you have a branch that's rubbing or going in a weird direction, you can cut it off. But I would just allow, the more leaves you can leave on that tree, the quicker it's going to grow. So the more pruning you do, you can take some of that tissue out. And even though pruning is a stimulating event, it'll cause growth. You may not like the growth that you cause.
So to cut the branches, if we were to cut them, I mean, because there's some that are laying flat on the ground. That's how low it is.
Then you would follow that branch down or up to another branch or to the trunk and remove the whole thing. We call that directional pruning.
Right. Okay. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thanks. And that'll clear a local line. I should tell everybody we've got four local lines here, and I know we've only got about 15 minutes left in the program, but we've got three calls on the line. May have time for one or two more. If you want to take a shot at it, call us at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Grapevine question coming from Orem. Robert's there. Hi, Robert.
Hi. So we're moving into a house in Pleasant Grove, and it's got a grapevine, really old, hasn't been cared for in like 3 years. Also got raspberry bushes, the same right next to them. I just wondered if I know they were supposed to be pruned in the spring early. Is it too late to prune that back, or what should I do with it?
It's not too late.
Grapevine and raspberry bushes haven't been cared for in a few years.
No, it's not too late. I would do it if it were me. We're getting kind of late into the season, but if it hasn't been cared and you're trying to get it back, now you keep in mind that if you're cutting down that grapevine, you're probably cutting off some of the fruit as well.
Uh-huh.
But and if you're okay with that, then it's not too late. If you'd rather get the fruit this year and then wait till next year to prune it, that's another option. But as far as being too late to prune, no. I would be pretty comfortable in the next week or two to go ahead and prune, especially with the same thing with the raspberries. I know we have pruned, clear up until the middle of June. That's about as late as I like to get when I'm pruning. But and so you're still okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Robert, thanks. I want to get Debbie in here before we take our break. I think she's in Linden. Is that right, Debbie? Are you there, Debbie? Ooh, maybe not. Last call. All right, then let's take Chad's call in Payson. Hi, Chad. Might not be a good sign. We'll take our break then. I was hoping to get one or two of those calls. I'll put Chad on hold. Kat, if you'll check that and see if Chad is still there. Jonathan's ready to go when we come back, and I see two other calls coming in. So we'll take our break here and come back with our final segment of this week's KSL Greenhouse. But again, we'll be back on Monday, 9 to noon on Memorial Day. So look forward to that. Hope you'll join us.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quicksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at traversemountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at traversemountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at traversemountain.com.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Why are carrots orange?
Actually...
Who made the dinosaurs go away?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really knows how the dinosaurs...
Where's that person so big? Does she have a baby in their tummy?
Susie, that's not exactly appropriate.
Where do bugs go in the wintertime?
How do the fish sleep?
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
How do birds fly?
Why can't dogs talk?
Well, why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head? Why is the sky blue?
How do trees get so tall?
Why is dirt brown?
Where does the water in the bathtub go?
Are we there yet?
Why can't you keep your eyes open when you sneeze?
It doesn't grow on trees. Where does it grow?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course, sweetie, come on in.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? What if something you already do every day suddenly had the power to help you live longer, look younger, have more energy, lose weight, save money, get sick less, feel better more, reduce risk of chronic disease, increase lifespan, improve cholesterol, and refresh your outlook? It's Green THP. Remember, it's a substitute, not a supplement. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green THP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green THP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at University Mall, Provo Town Center, Layton Hills Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall on the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green THP.
So, I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So, I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now, we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
6 minutes only to finish out the program. Looks like we did lose, or is Chad still there? Did we check Chad? Let's go to Debbie first. Debbie is calling from Linden. Hi, Debbie, go ahead with your question.
Hi, we bought a home last fall, and we were required to cut down the aspen trees in the yard as part of the sale. We cut down about 50 trees and poisoned the stumps, but we still have so many of the sprouts in the lawn and the beds, and I'm wondering what else we can do.
I'm sorry, did you say 50-50?
Yes.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's why we usually tell you to kill them first before you cut them down. But
well, and we would have girdled them, we just didn't have the... It was part of a legal... The neighbor had filed a lawsuit, and they had to be cut down, so... I agree. That would have been ideal.
Yeah, but at this point, suckers from 50 trees, that's a major battle. Yeah, we're all wincing.
Ouch.
Oh, I am too. Please help.
I don't know that there's any way except going one by one and trying to do that, but that's a lifetime of project there.
You know, while it's below 85 degrees, you can spray it with a 2,4-D product, and I'm assuming they're coming up in the lawn.
They're coming up everywhere, the lawn, the beds, they're everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, the lawn, that's a good option, J.D.
2,4-D?
Yeah, it's a broadleaf weed killer.
Would a 2,4-D product help in the lawn and then maybe translocate to take out some of the others, or no?
Well, this time of year, all the energy is coming up from the roots, and so all you're basically doing is burning the tops. The best time is in the fall when the energy starts to go back down to the roots. And so right now, all you're going to be doing is putting a Band-Aid on a wound.
Well,
And then in the fall, what do you recommend?
Starting about August, I'd let those suckers grow and let them get fat and sassy, and then
aren't in the lawn.
Yeah. And then as soon as the temperatures drop and the chemicals in the plant start to shift down, then you would hit it in the fall with any chemical that, like a glyphosate or 2,4-D product.
A Roundup type thing. So give her an idea of a product that she could put on the lawn areas now.
2,4-D is probably the most common broadleaf weed killer out there, and I would use a higher rate according to the label.
So right now, would I cut them and do the 2,4-D or leave them standing?
I would leave them, and as much area as you can spray, the better you'll get control.
And then in the fall, would I leave them standing as well, or would I cut them and hit them with the glyphosate?
I think either way would work.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And either way, it's a project. There's no short, quick answer to any of that. I had five in my front yard, and I remember what that was like.
Yeah, 50 is that's a job.
But, you know, they're like rabbits. If you have five, you'll get 50 someday. So
it's true.
All right, I appreciate it very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Debbie, thanks. Good luck. Let's see. Jonathan, next in Pleasant Grove. Hi.
Hi, I bought a house with a rather large and old arborvita bush in my backyard, and I had it removed along with the stumps, and I plan on using it as a garden bed. I didn't know if there's anything that I may have to do to the soil to prepare, especially because it was an arborvita existing in that spot.
No, it should be fine. You're going to turn it into a garden, is that what you said, or a raised bed?
Yeah, vegetable garden.
Yeah, no, it should be okay. You just want to till it, make sure you remove all the roots. It may take a little bit of nitrogen to get some of those dead roots out of there, or to help break them down and stuff. But the arborvitae won't do anything to the soil that you have to worry about.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
All right. David and Orem, your turn. Go.
Hi. We bought some resin plants resin pots that we're going to use to be planting flowers. They're about 2 feet tall on the top and about 12 inches deep. We're trying to determine how many holes that we should put in the bottom to let the water run out, or if we need holes at all.
You do need holes.
Three.
Just three, about three holes, about a quarter inch in diameter or bigger.
Yes.
All of the above, huh?
You know, the more, you know, three is good. Make them about the size of your finger or bigger. The problem is you just put a rock on it. You just want good drainage. 3 to 5. Three.
Okay, so we should put some gravel down too then.
Yeah, just make sure that the soil doesn't clog up those holes. Yep.
Okay, we have some styrofoam we were going to put in there to take up some space.
Is no that problem.
The idea, or does it all need to be?
Nope. We do that too in a lot of our large pots. We'll put down some. We've put down everything from milk cartons to styrofoam to whatever it is, just to fill up space.
Okay.
No problem.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jacob. Let's see if we can help you in a minute or so. Hi.
Hi. What I had was a bunch of this decorative bark, and it was deteriorating, so I thought, hey, this will make real good mulch, and I put it in my garden and tilled it in, and now my garden is, everything is just yellow as can be, and it's not growing nothing. I was wondering if that bark has a chemical in it that's kind of toxic or whatever.
Not a chemical, it's just trying to be broken down with nitrogen. Add some nitrogen to that. You should be fine.
Just add nitrogen.
Yep.
Okay. That'll really help then. Thank you very much.
All right, Jacob. Thanks. Good to talk to you. And if we didn't get to you, I apologize, but we'll be back on Monday from 9 until noon with a special Memorial Day edition of The Greenhouse, and Ton will be back with us. Guys, I'm looking at the front cover of the book, Wildflowers of the Mountain West. It's absolutely gorgeous. It says Anderson, Gunnell, and Goodspeed. It sounds like a law firm, actually, across the bottom.
Oh, it'd be a sad law firm.
Where can people get the book, and then remind them of your book signing?
Go ahead and remind them of the book signing.
The book signing will be at Cactus and Tropicals in the Sugar House area, June 15th at noon.
And right. You can get the book online. You can go to USU Press, to Amazon.com. A lot of those will sell the book.
Lots of pretty pictures, I'm going to guess.
And we didn't even color them all.
Yeah. Hey, it's always great seeing you. JD and Jerry, thanks for coming in.
It's been our pleasure. We've loved it.
We'll take a break. And when we come back, ABC News and then, of course, the Matt Townsend Show. We'll see you Monday. I'll be in early with news from 7 to 9 and the Greenhouse Special Edition back at 9 o'clock.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really? Special price and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity. Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
At Dave's Bernina.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Are your credit cards maxed out? Not paying some bills so you can take care of others? Or are you behind on the rent or utility bills? There is no better time than now to get your finances in order. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization, offers a number of steps you can take to get yourself on the way to living debt-free. Track your spending for 1 month and record all your expenses, what kind and how much you spent. Use that to figure out where you can trim the fat. Look for low-cost alternatives to reduce expenses. Pack your lunch instead of buying it. Go to the library instead of the bookstore. When your credit card bills arrive, pay more and pay extra, exceeding the minimum payment. For more tips on